big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming your way on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a more sort of wintry spring kind of day here on the Colorado Front Range. But the snow has stopped, the rain is abating, and maybe those skies will clear. At any rate, we have an hour packed full of great music for you this early afternoon. KGNU's featured year of the week is 1993, and as we've been sort of recounting the last few weeks, I came to KGNU in 1990. In 92, took off, traveled in Southeast Asia for 6 months, a trip largely inspired by some of the ideas and music that I was picking up here at KGNU, and returned in 1993 and jumped right back into the swing of things. And that's what we're going to do right now, get into the swing of things with Algeria's Ouria Aishi from 1993 on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Sweet black angel, up above. slave, black slave. Not a 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 slave, black slave.
I go, I partially know. If no great details, I just keep sailing away to see another spot, another day. Every location sparks a little sensation, but never makes me feel whole, hence I gotta go. The musician with no muse, life with no rules, I travel entertaining the muse. And then I heard a voice and saw a spiritual beauty that made these ever moving feet simply start moving. She danced with the grace and the beautiful face, displayed the type of smile that made my journeys worthwhile. Now I see clearly, I need to have a nearby approach for a toast while my heart beat barely. Estonia, the Macedonia, the ancient Rome, I think I just discovered my home. Storm through the crystallized particles where a blizzard's born. It isn't warm and my spirit's torn, though my actions are wholehearted. The crossroads for martyrs may be where this all started. She acknowledged me and set my spirit to glow as she spoke in such an eloquent prose, written on the weathered pages, blessed by ancients, as majestic as pride tamed by patience on many occasions. Prophetic equations explaining life's essence. Can't describe this feeling, I'm alive in the presence. I roam, she held her own. She spoke in some epiphany tones of presentations of revelations were her throne. She had built for me her man with the most precious of stones. We painted with the vast brush, like every stroke was our last touch. Eternity had slipped past us, concealed under sheets woven of bliss. Holding me close when she spoke to me this. Words I can't share, no, I won't dare, for fear of the reaction when desire hits air. Bright light ignites, staring dark with a spark. Moonlight unites with the lower back's arc. This feminine figure with the silhouette story, this unbeknown glory that unfolds before me. Estonia, the Macedonia, the ancient Rome, I know this woman's love is my home.
Oh,
13 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, bringing it to you every Saturday, noon to 1, here on Listener Supported KGNU. Thanks for joining me today. We just listened to The Wanderer featuring DJ Mr. Sonny James from the Mr. Liff and Brass Menagerie collaboration Resilient, an album that came out late last year, and some real fine stuff there from the brass band and Mr. Liff. Before that, from Angers, France, it was Des Lions for Des Lions from their album Derviche Safari, and of course a cover of the Rolling Stones' Sweet Black Angel. And we began the program in 1993 with Algeria's Ouria Aishi from her 1993 release Hawa and the track Vie Nouvelle. 1993, the featured year of the week here in KGNU's Countdown, 40 years and 40 weeks, part of our 40th anniversary celebration. Right now, from an album titled simply Three, it is guitarist Lenny Stern, accompanied by Mamadou Ba and Alioune Faye from Senegal, and a track called Khavare. Lenny Stern, a German-born guitarist residing in the States, she has traveled the world with her jazz guitar, absorbing many sounds on her journeys, and is currently spending a lot of time exploring the music of West Africa. Still a lot of music ahead in the program. If you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me via phone, 303-442-4242. You can reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
des lits de fer sont plantés là, face à la mer. Oh mon ami, la mort t'a emmené en son bateau pour l'éternité. Si on allait au cimetière voir mon nom gravé sur la pierre, saluer les morts face à la mer, libre de vie dans la lumière, dans la chaleur, le silence. À l'heure où les cyprès se balancent, les morts reposent au cimetière, sous le sable, face à la mer.
12:30 here at Terrasonic, exactly halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. We just heard from Supersan, a collaboration between Athens, Greece's Panama Cardoon and DJ Inko. From Half Man, Half Clap, Supersan remixed, we heard Mira Kente featuring Lola Porfirio and Pigial, the Savages y Suefo Old Schooled Mix. Before that, going back to 1993, our featured year this week at KGNU, Les Negreses Vert from their album titled simply, I believe, 10 Remixes. We heard Face la Mer, the Massive Attack remix. And prior to that, some recent music from Nicodemus, actually from his forthcoming release, A Long Engagement. We heard The Crow featuring Al Sara. That'll be out on Wonder Wheel Recordings. And also out on Wonder Wheel is Gitkin's Five Star Motel. That's in the background right now. The track is called Yama, and Gitkin inspired by his uncle, who apparently sold knockoff Gibson guitars, a traveling knockoff guitar salesman, making his way about the country, meeting up with new immigrants, picking up some of their styles, and apparently he recorded a cassette tape, and his nephew Brian Gitkin, or simply Gitkin, heard that tape, and here we are. 303-442-4242. If you'd like to get in touch, it's Terrasonic on KGNU.
De cima do morro de areia.
jarará no último pau de arara de Irará da família Santana viajará. Levará uma semana até chegar junto com mais dois ou três outros cabras que estarão lá. Pau de arara de irará. Se essa viagem comprida fosse um cordel, seria boa saída acabar no céu. Se essa viagem comprida fosse um seria boa saída acabar no céu. Só que esse conto que eu canto é pra lá dizer, não tem sentido, não serve pra nada e é pra ninguém. Pra ninguém botar defeito e não ter. Basta pensar que irará poderá não ser, que os paus de arara de lá já não tem porquê. Basta pensar que irará poderá não ser, que os paus de arara de lá já não tem porquê. Porque os tempos passaram e passarão, tudo que começa acaba e outros cabras seguirão, cruzando a temporal do tal do Baião, cruzando a temporal.
I'm
Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. Just heard music from Aksak Mabul, the great 1980s experimental collective that was there at the founding of the legendary and still ongoing Cram Disc label out of Belgium. Mark Hollander is the founder of Cram Discs, and along with Fred Frith and Chris Cutler, formed Aksak Mabul, and from the recently reissued En Peau de l'âme des Bandits, we heard Modern Lesson. I gotta say, I was just talking to Josh Sonic, who's coming up with Reggae Bloodlines in a couple of minutes, and Jill, who are here in the studio, and we were talking. I said there's something kind of weird coming up. But, and then for weeks, I've been wanting to play this track and couldn't find the right time to play it, but today felt like the day, and I hope you enjoyed it. Aksak Mabul, described by the All Music Guide as the pinnacle of the Rio movement, Rio being rock in opposition, the late 70s radical pan-European coalition of bands of which Aksak Mabul was part. Before Aksak Mabul, we heard Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso, two giants of Brazilian music. And from 1993 and their album Tropicália Deutsch, we heard Baião Atemporal, 1993, our featured year of the week this week on KGNU. And also in there from Cafundo Volume 6, Afrobeat Brasil, a compilation that just dropped last week from Brasil's Cafundo Records. We heard Afro Electro and a song called Banceiro Grande. And in the background right now, also from 1993, it is Omar Khorshid, the great Lebanese guitarist from Belly Dance Volume 1. This is Warkat Ya Nasib. Well, as I mentioned, Josh Sonic and I believe J-Dub are in with Reggae Bloodlines for you on this gray afternoon, bringing a little sunshine and warmth, I'm sure. So stick around for that. But we've got about 15 minutes left to go here on this week's Magic Carpet Ride. So let's get back to it. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
But tal jabada godab hekhani re dekhe la ay ay maru katari kha kya mere kiya bhule kanude re du kanude golude re du kanude o yo re be kya mere kiya pa kamani ya hai kya mere kiya janu janu ga ha 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 hai kya mere
Oh,
Yeah, Terrasonic coming your way on Listener Powered, KGNU. We just heard a track from the mysterious DJ Khalab. According to his Facebook, he was born in 2013. He's from planet Earth, and he makes Afro Future Beat Shake for Black Acre Records. That's Clap Clap's label, Wonder Wheel Recordings. That's Nicodemus's label, and now Giles Peterson's label of the year for 2017 on the Corner Records, and he did an EP called Zaire. We heard the title track from that one. That's DJ Khalab. Before that, from 1993, Ghazi Khanmanganyar from the incredible movie Lacho Drom, tracing basically the Silk Road route of the Gypsies, what we know as the Gypsies, out of Northwest India, Rajasthan. The Ram people migrated across the Silk Road and into Southern Europe, Eastern and Southern Europe, and Lacho Drom traces that journey. Great film, beautiful. And again, that was Ghazi Khanmanganyar. In the background right now, brand new music from The Spy from Cairo, a track he dropped just this week called Dub Tarab. You'll find that on his Bandcamp page. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines, Joss Sonic flying solo today. And looking forward to bringing you 3 hours of the best in reggae music, followed by 2 hours of the best in African music with Mutiu, coming to you from Denver for African Roots. A full hour of news at 6 o'clock from the BBC World Service before KGNU's Saturday evening music programming commences with Sound Lab. Deanna in with you this evening. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a playlist for today's show. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can stream it all at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. After FM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. Archive programs, interviews, live performances, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio, and reach us anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1, for Terrasonic on KGNU. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
one lump or two.
Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. 2 weeks after the suspected chemical attack in Syria, international experts have finally carried out an inspection in the former rebel-held town of Douma. The Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said its inspectors had gathered samples. Sebastian Usher has been following events.
They've gone for the first time into the town of Douma, and they've gone, according to a brief statement that they released, to one site, the main site, one assumes, where the videos originated that first alerted the world to the suspected attack. They spent a few hours there. The Russian Foreign Ministry said they'd gone in the morning and they came back early-ish in the afternoon. In the statement, it says that they were able to take samples and that these samples will be sent to their own laboratory and then to others that are designated by them for further analysis.
The president of Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega, has made an appeal for peace after 4 days of violent protests against controversial pension reforms. After an emergency meeting with other government officials, Mr. Ortega urged the opposition to put an end to violence and embrace dialogue. Here's Will Grant.
Residents of several cities across the Central American nation woke up to find the military deployed on their streets. It came after another night of violence, a situation which has been worsening steadily over the course of the week. At least 10 people have been killed, most of them protesters, amid clashes with the police. Government buildings and local headquarters of the ruling party, the FSLN, were damaged or set on fire during the unrest, as protesters called for a halt to changes to the pension and social security system.
The funeral of the former US First Lady Barbara Bush has been taking place in Texas. She died on Tuesday at the age of 92. Barbara Bush was the wife of George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush. A correspondent for CBS News, Ouija Jung, has these details from Houston.
Not only was she the matriarch of this extraordinary political family here in the U.S., but she is perhaps one of the most beloved first ladies in U.S. history, if not the. And we've been talking with so many people here about why that is, and it's because, you know, people say she was so approachable, relatable, not to mention her passion for public service, which, again, people spoke about here today.
There's been a mass demonstration in support of jailed Basque militants in the northern Spanish city of Bilbao. People at the rally called for ETA prisoners to be transferred to centres closer to the Basque region. On Friday, ETA announced it was sorry for the pain it had caused during decades of armed struggle for an independent state. World news from the BBC. The Malaysian authorities say the murder of a Palestinian man in Kuala Lumpur may have been the work of a foreign intelligence agency. Police say the man was killed in a drive-by shooting by two men on a motorbike. The Palestinian ambassador to Malaysia has identified the man as Fadi Al-Bach, saying that he was an engineering lecturer. The Armenian president Armen Sargsyan has made a personal appeal to the leader of continuing protests against the prime minister by walking into a crowd of demonstrators to meet him face to face and urge him to negotiate. The protesters want Prime Minister Serge Sargsyan, who shares the same surname as the president but is not related, to step down. Here's Danny Eberhard.
The scenes were dramatic. The president, surrounded by bodyguards, entering the fray on the ninth straight day of protests. He shook hands with the protest leader, the legislator Nicole Pashinyan, while the crowds chanted for him to reject the prime minister. The president has warned demonstrators that to turn down the prime minister's offer